Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Tes, and it's really hard to figure out what to talk about on Ksubas Daf Tes because it is such a major jam-packed daf, arguably one of the most major, if one could say that, in terms of yesodos of sugyas in all of Shas. Ksubas Daf Tes, that we could talk about various different topics. So we'll talk about one of the main topics that comes up at the beginning of the daf. And just, again, touching on the sugya, even though it is, we're not going to do it justice, we're just going to mention one or two of the main highlights of the sugya, and that's, of course, the sugya of Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. The Gemara tells us on top, Amar Rav Elazar, Ha'omer Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, if somebody says, after they got married, that his wife was not a psula, Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, Rashi quotes, there is no issue of Taina's damim in terms of dam, because either Kagon Shehime Vishvachas Durkati, as the Gemara says later on, she was from a family that doesn't have Dam Basulim, Sheinlan Dam Basulim, Kidila Kaman, Oshenevta Mimenu Mapa, or the evidence was lost for Lo Yada Imhailo Dam Olav. Okay, so he doesn't know if there was Dam or not. That's not a raffle. Zos Brurlo. But this is clear to him. She Pesach Patsuach Matzah, that she was not a Psula. So the Gemara says, Neman La Osra Olav. He is Neman to Aser her on him. Because if she is had znus after Arison, so then Biratzon, so then she is Ne'aseres Alav, so that's what he comes to Bezdin, and Ne'eman Lo'osra Alav, Rashi again. The Avavishena Davar Zeh Yachol is Barer Elai De'Piv, even though the only source of evidence we have is from him, there's no Edim here, L'gabe Nafshe Havi Mehemen. Regarding himself, he is believed l'shavye alei chaticha d'isura, in order to literally make her a chaticha of iser, and therefore he's not allowed to live with her. Avalafsid k'subas alo mehemen is not believed to mafsid k'suba, because that's dini mamanis, and dini mamanis is not believed. You know, there's a concept of hodos baldin kemeya edim dami, that if I admit to something in dini monetary law, then I can be mechayim myself, but I can't obligate others. Right, if there are no edim, that would be hamotzeh mechaveiro alav harayas. Therefore, he can't be mafsid her ksuba, but he can aser her on him. Remember, we had in Yuvamis, and also comes up in Nedarim, whether she can aser herself on him. Whether she comes to Bezin and says, "Hi, I was mezaneh, I'm aser to you, you have to divorce me." So that is not so clear that we would say that he has to divorce his wife, because maybe eineha nasna ba'acher, maybe she just wants to marry somebody else. But here, if he says Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Isuras. That's Rashi. We also have this later on Daf Chav Beis, where the Mishnah tells us in the second parak, Ha'isha Sha'amra, Eishas Ish Hayisi Ugrushani, I was married. A woman comes to town and says, we don't know anything about her. She says, I was married, but Grushani, and now I'm divorced. Ne'emenes Sha'apesha Asar Hu'apesha Hitir. Because the mouth that asered was the mouth that matir, meaning we think she's single. She comes and says, I was married and I'm divorced. So then we allow her to get remarried because we wouldn't have known otherwise. But if there are Adim that she was an Ashes Ish, and now she says Grushani, then she would not be believed because we don't only know it from her. And the Gemara continues and says, how do you know Pesha Asar? Who a Pesha Hitir? So the Gemara says, as biti nasati l'ish hazeh, l'isha, l'ish asra. When he says the word ish, he asers her, hazeh hitira. So that could be, maybe, a source for Shavi Anafshe Chaticha D'Isura, the first step of that. And that's what some also quote as the another sugya that Shavi Anafshe relates to. Is this a din d'arayis or a din d'rabbanan? If you take that makar seriously, you say this is a makar for Shavi Anafshe, that it sounds like a din d'arayis. But it's not so clear that that is a makar for Shavi Anafshe. If you look in the Sefer HaKovetz, Sefer HaKovetz is printed in the back of the Frankel Rambam. So Sefer HaKovetz in Ishus, in Tes Tesvav, the Sefer HaKovetz quotes from the Tshuva's Mishnas Chachamim that has this suffix about whether Bekuntras Achron, Shechakar, Idin Zed, the Shavi Anafshe, Chaticha di Yisura, who is the Daraisa, Vim Acha, what's the Nafkamina? Vim Acha Lacharkach, Be'edimu Bahasra'a, Chayiv Malkus, and Nafkamina would be Malkus, Edimu Bahasra'a, Odilma, Dein Wasser, Elimidrabanan, or it's Asimidrabanan. So the Sefer HaKovetz quotes this suffix from the Mishnas Chachamim. And the Sefer HaKovetz says, I don't know what the suffix is. It's a Befeirish Rambam in Ilchas Yisurei Biya, Perek Chaf, Halacha Yud Gimel. What is the case there of the Rambam in Parachaf Halach Yud Gimel in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, says the Rambam there, Misha Babizman Azeva Amar Kohen Ani, if somebody comes and says, hi, I'm a Kohen, Eino Ne'eman, Vein Malin Oso L'Kuhuna Al Piatzmo, we don't believe to say, okay, you're a Kohen? Okay, this is a big sugya in the beginning of Pesachim, they talk about this, right? Because remember that case of the Goy that was eating from the Korban Pesach until Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro was able to set him up and hint to him to ask for the tail, right, that they give you from the Aliyah, and then they found out that that he was a guy, and they did not give him Korban Pesach anymore. So Tosfos and the other Rishonim there asked, Rabbeinu David, what? How did they know he was Jewish? Are you if somebody's believed to say, hi, I'm a Jew, if somebody believed to say, I'm a Kohen. So that's a big sugya. But anyway, the Rambam here says, if somebody says they're a Kohen, lo yikra b'tor rishon, doesn't mean we'll automatically give him the first Aliyah, v'lo yises kapa, v'lo yochal, because they don't eat truma until there's an eid echad that says it. Aval oser atzmo begrusha vizona v'chalala. But if somebody says I'm a kohen, that's enough to aser him on all the women that a kohen is aser to. Ve'eno matamil lemesim, and he's allowed to be matamil lemesim. Vim naso nitma loke. There's the word. If he marries a grusha zona v'chalala, or he becomes tamei meis on purpose, he will get malchus. Says the Mishnah Melech, so it's beferish that shavya nafshi is a din daraisa, or else he wouldn't get malchus. That sefer kovet continues umeata meish makam lesafek hagam da afilu hechadika edim afalpiki and lidide asura. Let's talk about that, Beis Hashem, in a couple of minutes. What happens if there are even edim in that case? Okay, but that's the sefer kodesh lechora. He quotes this safek daraisa derabanan, but we assume Pashas is Daraisa based on that Rambam. Chassam Sofer wonders, Chassam Sofer here, Chassam Sofer in the Chuvis and Eben Ezer, wonders exactly what the source is. He's not happy with the source of Asbiti Nasati. If you look in the Ksos assumes there's a different Pasuk, as we'll assume soon. The Ksos assumes that the Shavi Nafshi is connected to the principle of Hoda'as Baldin, Kamea Edem Dami, and Rashi in Kiddushin, on Daf Samachay, quotes that Hodos Baldin is based on the pasuk of Ki Huzeh by the pasuk in Mishpatim, the source of Modeh B'Mikzas, Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, that's Modeh, so the Ksos relates Shavei Nafshei to that, and then that would be the source. But interesting, you might say, if you don't think it's Biti Nasati is the source, maybe it's a Svara. Right, not every halacha in the Gemara has a beferish source. Maybe it's a svara, and svara, as we know, is on the level of daraisa. At least certain svaras. Remember that comes out twice in Shas. Right, the Gemara that we just quoted, pesh aso pesh hitir. Dafcha beis later on, the Gemara says after quoting that pasuk, the Gemara says lamali kras svaru. It's a svara, right? Who asra v'hu sharila? So it's a svara. So what do you need the pasuk for? So pesh aser is a svara. Remember the Gemara baba kama daf memvav hamotzi mechaber olav araya. Is a svara, right? That the Gemara wanted to first say, "Mi baldvaram yigash alehem yagish raya alehem," and the Gemara rejected that. Okay, we've had shiurim about that also. Different types of svaras: logical svaras, emotional svaras, religious svaras. But that is in terms of the makar. The issue, the main chakira, and again, Rav Asher Weiss, classically as he does, notes that maybe it's not so pashut to have these two tzadim. In his farm, but the chakira of most achronim is, how do we look at shavya nafshe chaticha de isura? Is it what we would call mitam neder? It's kiilu, I accept an isser on me. Just like I could aser a hamburger on me, I could aser anything on me, so I could aser my wife, I could aser a piece of meat, I could aser anything on me, shavya nafshe chaticha de isura, but it works similar in the mechanism of neder, right? Or do we say no, it's what the achronim call ne'emanus. It's Ne'emanus. He's believed Lagabi himself. Doesn't work through the mechanism of Neder. He's believed Lagabi himself. We give him Ne'emanus. Again, the same question is asked about Hodos Baldin Kmeidim Dami. Same Chakira. The Ksos talks about that same Chakira in the same places. Hodos Baldin and Shavei Nafshei Chaticha D'Isura. If you look at the Shid Mugubetzes right here, Shid Mugubetzes on Ardaf has a Lashon that seems to be pretty clear in the direction of Neder. The Shita says here in Deeper Maskel, Ne'eman la'osra alav. So he has 2 days. What did the man come to Beis Din with Kavana to do? Now the Gemara talks about this. But did he have Kavana to come and he wanted to asr his wife? Or did he have Kavana to even be Mafsar Ksuba and we only allow him to asr his wife? So he has 2 days about that. But in the first day of there, he has an important lashon. Milsei Rebbe Lazar, Misparish, Betray Anfi. two ways. O to Amar Ne'eman La'osra Alav, Pirish. To Habal Ne'eman La'osra Alav, the husband is Ne'eman to Aser, her on him. Could go into Asi Baal Abedina. Kidei La'osra Alav. The husband came to the Bezdin to Aser her. Ulahachi Ne'eman. Why is he believed? To Ashav Ya'anav Shechaticha Di Yisura. To Kivan to Asi La'bedina V'ka'amar. To Harayi Asura Alav. Since he comes and he wants to Aser her. Ve'eno Chafetzba. Harayi Ne'eseres Alav. He doesn't want to live with her because he thinks she's Aser. So she is Aser. And even though Me'ikra Din, there are no Eidim, there's not even one Eid. Here's the line. Havile Ka'oser Alav Davraham Mutter. It's Ke'ilu, he is Asering a Davraham Mutter on him. That sounds like Neder. Ka'oser Alav Davraham Mutter. That doesn't sound like it is Aser, it sounds like it is Mutter, but he's Asering. Ka'oser Alav Davraham Mutter. Then he has another Deya. Inami Dachi Kamar Abalazar. And here he does not use that other lashon. That lashon. Talking about lashon. Homer has episode about sasi ne'eman ulamai hu ne'eman and udafka la'osra alav. Maybe it's emphasizing only la'osra. Pirish. Ukegon to asi bala beidina stam. But Kamar has episode about sasi. Doesn't the beidina kedei lafsi the tsubasa? The Kamar blazer the ne'eman. But my the Kamar has episode about sasi. V'ne'emunuso hainu kedei la'osra alav lo lafsi the tsubasa. So maybe one could say that alluded in those 2 days. Again, only the first day is the feirish. It could be maybe why does the second day not say that? So maybe it has to do with this Hakira. So again, the Shibu Gavetis here seems to say that it's Mitam Neder. The other Achronim wonder that it can't be Mitam Neder. The Maharit, in the first Shuv in Evan Ezra, the Maharit says it can't be a Neder, or else She'ela would be possible. Right? She'ela would be possible. So, you know, why can't you do She'ela? Unless Chazal or Machmir to treat it like a Nazir Shimshon. Right? And then there wouldn't be a She'ela that is possible. Okay, that's the Ma'arit. If you look at the Chasam Sofer, in Yaradeya, Simon Kuf Pehe, Yaradeya Kuf Pehe, he quotes this Chakir, he quotes the Tutsdadim, and he says the following. Right? He writes that he's ill. Right? He wrote this Tshuva to Harav HaGaon Acharas HaMufag HaMafursam Rav Ber, Avdezdin Ibishitz. Yikaraso Yiyani Lenochon Adas Isha Shamar Labayla B'yom Dalid. A woman says to her husband, Wednesday is my mikveh night. V'yacharzman b'yomo, o b'yom shala acharav, amra shetoa sabachesh, when she had made a mistake, o b'yom gimel yezman tfilasa. Meaning she's saying next week, it's going to be Wednesday. And then he says, no, I miscalculated, it's going to be Tuesday. Inema, do we say, shekfar shavite nafshe chaticha di yisura? Do we say ad yom dala? Do we say, well, once she said Wednesday, so she's asking herself until Wednesday. Velo tu'uman, b'masha omeres, shetoa sabachesbona. And she wouldn't be believed what she said she messed up. So that's the question. Can't she go to the mikvah Tuesday if she already said Wednesday? Yedidi, says the Chasam Sofer, di ani bekiryat chutzot bemerchatz, misyaser biyisurim. Bavonasina Rabim, he says he's vacationing somewhere with the hot springs because he's in pain. Rov shows hayom asuk bemerchatz urefuos ubecheder hamitos usvarim kereui ein iti. I don't have my regular library. Vulule shekasav shepshela harishona nechutzam ma'od. Since you said that the first shela is very dachuf. Lo yitzi meishipla. I wouldn't answer. I'm just not focused right now. Vezush einu nechutza. V'rak nafgamina lo lamin b'kam acher. But the other question was nachus. I'm going to answer this too. Hayaroy laniach hadavar adjir pe'eni. Hashem yisbarach. I should really not answer until Hashem gives me a refuach. Lahashipan avreikam lo efshar. I can't not give you anything. Ve'echtov anilin es daiti. So I'll tell you a regal achas while I'm in this vacation town or healing town. What I think. V'mulai yesh lahashem misifre kadmonim asher lo akaveh l'kshiyavo advarim mirt Hashem nischakim aleim v'ashem imanu. V'inei b'had b'shita l'chacham imzal b'kama duchte d'sham inav shekadich adisura. Says the Chasam Sofer. Everybody knows, we know chadav shepligi b'tam adavar. So he quotes the 2 days. Yesh omrim itam neder. V'omer pesa pasuch matzasi ilo haya omer hari ishti alai kisota. Eina ne'eseres the boy matfis b'davar hanodor. If a person would just say, I aser my wife. Right, not say Pesach but Sasi with a reason. I aser my wife. So it doesn't work because you have to be matfis bedavar hanodr, velo bedavar aser. Remember, that's a sugi meseches bedarim, that you have to be, I can't say this hamburger should be aser to me like pig, because that's not parallel. Right, pig is, Hashem makes aser. I can say this is aser like this hekdish is asur, because hekdish ayin, that's called a davar hanador and not a davar haasur. So a sota is a davar haasur, because that's memela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sam Sofer. So if somebody says my wife should be like a sota to me, no, it's meaningless, because it's matfis b'davar hanador b'davar haasur, that's what you need. Aba ba'amar harei hi sota v'harei, but what if she is a sota? Right, not that she should be also like a sota, but she is. She was mizana. V'hu yodea ba'atzmo shalomatza pesla basuach rach amar kein matzasi kedeshet tihei sota alav harines or kasota daraisa she'ein l'neder zeheter. But if he says she is a sota, so then she's going to be a sota. L'fiza mishe'eno baki pesla basuach v'tavi amar. What happens if somebody's not a baki? Baruch Hashem, like the Gemara says, people aren't bakiim in this. They're not involved in this beforehand, and they say Pesach Basasi, Veshuv no dalo shatan, and then he made a mistake. He realized that he messed up. Once he spoke to his Rebbeim about it, he realized that maybe he wasn't so sure. So then Shuv ein kana filo neder betoas. Of course, that's meaningless, and he's mutter to his wife. Shari lo nadar klau, dafka iyada shet Pesach satum, v'amar Pesach pasuach, havi neder v'lo zulase, ulefize afilo bein olav ein atzmo, nami aserba shekfar nadar. Ach yesh omrim, Ein neder to bay the mafis b'davar hanader dafka ella. So then he goes. Maybe it's, he accepted a neder totally, or maybe it was a neder under false pretenses, and therefore it's not a neder in any way. He wasn't matfis with anything, which again is the sugi in the first daf in Maseches Nedarim, whether you have to be matfis at all with something. But what if you say it's based on a ne'emanis type, so then maybe it's like an edus, and therefore he can't go back. L'fizesh anu ein manichnos alios ima mikol makom hu v'hi sheyodim shesheker ana v'lo matzu pesach pasuach matarim zemzeh b'seser olai aser mishum kamash aser chabit v'varis ayin afil b'chad v'chadarim aser avalegir adin b'vadim matarim zelzeh. He goes back and forth, but he talks about these two tzadim. The Maritz Chayis and a tshuva in Simen Tezvav has a very important suggestion. And he says that maybe even neder doesn't mean really neder, right? Because some of the Achronim say, I can't be neder, what about she'elah, and you have to be matfis. But maybe neder means it's modeled after neder. It's parallel to the idea of asering something on yourself, but it's not subject to the rules and limitations of neder. So that's could be what the Shizu Gebet says and the early sources mean regarding this. But if you look in the Ksos is very clear in Lamed Dalet Dalet in Pei and Sifkat and Beis that it is ne'emanus. A person has ne'emanus about himself regarding money. A person has ne'emanus regarding himself regarding isurim. Right, that is the concept of Shavei Nafshei. Says the Ksos, who mixes shekasfu gam b'din shavei anafshei the yisura, who gam kein mitores neder, aval reisi b'maharit, shedofa dover zev, akasta demay mitores neder, havi ma'anina b'she'ela, ulefi darkenu gam b'din shavei anafshei, chadir li yisura, hu midin ne'emanus. Tekiva dehem en atorah l'chaladam al atzmo, im kein bein b'mamon bein b'isur, l'olam ne'eman al atzmo. That is the Ksos. There is ne'emanus. And this is what the note of Behuda says, the Ar Sameach says this, in Ishus Chavdalad Chavdalad. Again, and there are permutations of this too. If you look at some of the Achronim, Chedusher of Shmuel here says, maybe it's Ne'emanus, but not exactly like Ksos. There's still a difference between Mamanus and Isser. Right? By Mamanus, Reb Shmuel explains, that a person is really a Bailim on their money. And therefore, they could give it whatever status they want and say, I owe it. But by Isser, they might not change anything. It's just accepting a new reality as if. Right, nafkamina might be, what happens if it, at the time that a person says Shava Nafshe, it's not Chav L'Achrini, we know like the Gemara in Kedushin Samachay, one can't, is not believed, if something obligates his usher, it's negative to others. Like by Mamanis, or Das Baldin, it's only allowed without Edom, because it's not Chav L'Achrini. But what if something becomes Chav L'Achrini later on? So explain some of the Achronim, Reb Shimon, that if it becomes Chav L'Achrini later, maybe by Mamanis nothing changes, because you already were believed. There was actual ne'emanus. But by Isser, maybe you have to reassess. You have to reassess later. But this is the chakira that's mentioned. There are many nafkaminas between ne'emanus and neder in the Achronim. Maybe to just mention two. One we just mentioned before, that Chassam Sofer that we mentioned. If he realizes he made a mistake, so then if it's neder, maybe, again, he goes back and forth, but maybe it was a neder betos. If it's ne'emanus, then he's already locked in. What about neged edim? Neged edim. What's this case? The Rashba has a tshuva in Gimel, Reishner and Gimel. A person says, I shechted, and a person says that I shechted an animal, but I didn't really shecht. Obay Yisrael, he said that the Shochet says, I didn't shecht, and Edom said, we saw you shecht. We saw you. He doesn't say I didn't shecht properly. He said, I did not shecht. And Edom said, you were dreaming, you were shechting. So what's the halacha there? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this and says that the meat is offered to everybody except to him, based on this Rashba. The Rashba says, Shavya Anavshe. Lididei Asura, Toshavi Anaj Gadich Lisura, Dome Lamasha Omar, Kidash Tiach, like the our Gemara says. I never read the next line of our Gemara, where the Gemara says, where a man says to a woman, I marry you, and she says, you didn't marry me, he's Asur to her Krovim, and she's not Asur to his Krovim, because of Shavi Anavshe. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, in the first Simen. In Simen Sifyud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Shubas Arashba, that it's mutter to everybody else, but not mutter to him. Hashochet b'fnei Eidim behema la'obi kochadim u'kshabali Yisrael l'knos mimena Omar lo tikna mimena ki lo shechatatia einu ne'eman u'mil l'didei asura da'ashav enav shechatik li asura. Right, that is the Shulchan Aruch quoting like this Rashba. So Migu, Shavi Anavshe, Neged Eidim. That is a big discussion. The Trumas Hadeshin seems to say it does not beat Eidim. The Mishnah L'melech and Ishus in Tesvav, right, that Sefer Kovitz was on this halacha. Tesvav, the Mishnah L'melech says, maybe he tries to say there's no machlokes, maybe it depends if he was Chozerbo, if somebody's not Chozerbo, then for sure, Shavi Anavshe stands. It's only if he was Chozerbo with an Amasla that Eidim could help or not. Anyway, this is a very big topic. We just mentioned some of the Rashi Prakim. Have a good day.